So as you well know, the 14th ANC Gauteng Provincial Conference elected Panyaza Lesufi as the new provincial chairperson in the early hours of Monday morning. We will be speaking to Panyaza Lesufi in a short while. He has been having a press conference this morning. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, watching that one for us. Tsidi, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. What has the ANC been saying about what happened this weekend at its conference? We know that there was all kinds of issues around accreditation, around the quarantined votes. Where are they? What does the ANC say about all of that?
Good afternoon, Mandy. I think that Panyaza Lesufi spoke really to the delays. You know, one of the questions I asked him is that, I said, is that another indictment on the PEC that they sat for 4 days throughout this conference and all they managed to do was to elect the top officials? They've nominated additionals, but that process is going to be finished off in July. And he said it's unfair, you know, for us to describe their conference as shambolic. Or in the words of some NEC members who are observing it, that it was a shame and it was embarrassing. He said that there were a series of issues that caused delays. They apologized to their own delegates because there were issues around accommodation, around the packages, around dinners. And of course, as you saw, it was a series of delays that plagued the conference. He spoke about that issue around the quarantine votes and how the NEC had a seven-hour meeting and then threw the issue back to the province when emergency provincial executive committee meeting had to take place. And so there were issues around credentials. But, you know, he also then admitted that there's a need for the ANC to kind of relook at how some of these issues are handled, you know. He praised the new membership system but said there is an issue around verification, Mandy, that they need to revisit. And, of course, the credentials that lasted at least 3 days over this weekend.
Tini, one of the things that came up today is this issue of whether or not there's going to be two centres of power within the ANC. You have Panyaza Lesufi, who's now the ANC chairperson. David Makura is still the premier. We've seen this in the ANC before, and we've seen what's happened when this has happened in the ANC before. What is the ANC saying about this?
I think Panyaza Lesufi made it very clear that David Makura remains the premier of Gauteng. They don't necessarily feel that there is an issue of two centers of power. I think if there was a different outcome to this conference, that conversation would be so much more important to have as opposed to having somebody like Panyaza Lesufi at the helm of the ANC. David Makura himself previously said that he is willing to kind of give them space and allow the electorate to get to know the new leaders. But Panyaza Lesufi speaking quite confidently, really, Mandy, about what the package would be in terms of what the ANC takes out of this conference when it eventually sits again and what they present to the public as a collective from the ANC. But in terms of Makura, he's quite certain and quite confident that he remains the man who's there to lead them in the space of governance.
Tsidi, thank you very much. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, giving us an update on that ANC press conference a bit earlier on today. In a couple of minutes, we'll have Panyaza Lesufi in studio with us.